WRCT is the best place to be. Send the music out your way, 40 hours every day.
Listening to Zombo's Deep Archive right here on WRCT in Pittsburgh. That, as that mean, I am rebroadcasting an old show from 13 years ago. I'm doing this chronologically. Every week I'm picking another show from the beginning of when I start recording these shows digitally. And today's show is originally broadcast on May the 8th, 2009. So obviously, all the things that I mentioned have passed 13 years ago. Scary, right? Certainly is. Let's get even more groovy cool with the last section of Zombo's Deep Archive. Hear the regular Zombo show tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on this station, WRCT. Let's dig in.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, a federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, he'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. The tank is filled with 100 proof. You're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine that quenched the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, a
mountain boy took roses, but even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Him dropping Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian that we should remember well. From the tribe of the Pima Indian, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole the water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds, but when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima's hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to fight back down again. And when that fight was over, and when old glory raised, among the men to hold it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done, and when did the Indians dance? Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. There they'd let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water and a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
West with a star on his chest, and he tried his best to make it stay. In the heat of the day, 10 stars won't stick to clay, but what the hay, he rode on anyway. He was Gumby. He was a hell of a gun, but the hot midday sun was a burning, dirty and mean. And it's harder to shoot when your gun's hot to boot and your hand's custom green plasticine like Gumby's. Well, word got around when he rode into town, and soon it spread to the local saloon. And the message was clear when it got to the ear of a bad guy named Soggy Lagoon. Now the goon was so tough he chewed cactus and stuff and used a rattlesnake bullwhip for floss. He wasn't intimidated by anyone animated, and he aimed to show Gumby who's boss. He aimed to show Gumby. I hear you got feet of clay, Gumby heard Lagoon Bray. I hear you're putty, you're soft, and what's more? I'll flatten you, said Lagoon, and say, Marshall Cartoon, that's the dumbest looking horse I ever saw. And the whole saloon started to roar.
At Little Green Gumby.
half a joke. Gumby smiled as he spoke, but don't you pick on my pony pal, Pokey. Lagoon jumped to his feet, said, meet me out in the street. Gumby obliged with a curt okie dokie. In that hot, dusty town, folks gathered around for about to take place was a showdown. 60 paces away stood the Marshal of Clay, who Lagoon was a-fixin' to mow down. It was Gumby. Now Lagoon looked real mean and Gumby well green on the scene of that duel in the sun. But not to be beaten, Lagoon took to cheating, and before the word draw, drew his gun on little green Gumby. The town was struck silent by the action so violent as Gumby fell to the dusty old street. The only sound for miles around.
Hey guys, could you keep it down?
Was the love dove of a tiny clay heartbeat. It was Gumby's. The folks turned toward Lagoon, and in a huddle they soon ran him clear out of town on a pole. And though they were trying, the kids couldn't stop crying, 'cause in Gumby's 10-gallon hat was a big bullet hole.
Little green Gumby. Little green Gumby.
But then up something popped and the crying just stopped, and as the dust settled there in the street, like a bad episode from the Twilight Zone, it was Gumby back on his feet. Gumby coughed a tiny cough, then he dusted himself off and said, folks, I'm really okay. Lagoon missed me today, his shot went this-a-way, but my head slopes that-a-way. Yeah.
Shaving. He shot himself the trailer park a couple of hours before it got dark. Did not die, paralyzed. Can't even wipe the tears from his eyes. He was playing harp, a lonesome tune. It drove everyone from the room. He pulled his gun from beneath the pillow. He put the barrel up against his temple. Oh, Lonnie, you made a big mistake. Victim of life's ancient riddle. Tried to die, but he's condemned to live. Death's a gift only God can give. Blink an eye, squeeze a hand. Life stretches out like the desert sand. He got in a hurry. Couldn't wait. Lonnie's character killed his fate. Oh, Lonnie, you made a big mistake.
The OJs with the Backstabbers. We heard some ballads. The Ballad of Lonnie Wolf by Johnny Dowd. The Ballad of Cookie McBride by Iggy Pop. The Ballad of Gumby by Rick Schulman. Ballad of Ira Hayes. Johnny Cash. Ballad of Thunder Road. Robert Mitchum. Weirdescence gave us Belly High. And the bad news was the Trashmen. My Baby's Gone, or Baby's Gone. It is a B song, Baby's Gone. The Ravens, Ball-Headed Woman, Haskell Stoller. Ball-Headed Twister, that was good. Oneida Harding, that was from, I think it was from Germany. That was a nice tune. And, man, that started off with Bald Head. Roy Bird, Zombo here. A, no B. That's right, it's all B music today. Songs that begin with the letter B. You want to give a call? I tell you, phones have been ringing. I tell you, you guys sober up quick. So, noon o'clock. What's going to happen? I'm only on the BAs. I'm only on the BAs, you know? I pity the fool that's not on the BA. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, there's some good stuff here. I might lock the door and not let Lee in at 3 o'clock. Hey, don't forget, Kelly's every Thursday. I'd like to thank everybody who came out last night, hung out. That was great. It was all fun. You know, even though a lot of you folks are disappointed when you meet me, that's fine. I'm disappointed when I meet you too, so it's a real good even thing, yeah. That's Kelly's every Thursday. And tonight, Friday at midnight. That's right. I'll be DJing at Arsenal Lanes doing some Soul Bowl for you. Midnight. Midnight to 2 a.m. in the morning, Arsenal Lanes. I'll do some Soul Bowl, you know, play late night stuff for you. It's fun. It's crazy. Zany, I got some bat music coming up next. Yeah, Batman and all kinds of cool bat music. How's that? That begins with a B. And then this is for Gwen. I could not find the version of Bad to the Bone, so I've got Baptized in Wine by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. So that'll suffice. That'll suffice. I'm going to play one of my favorite instrumentals of all time. It was an old Goulardi instrumental by The Ventures called The Bat. All right, well, the first.
Things get brighter day go. By day when you listen to the Big W.
There you go. Listening to that Big W, and here's The Bat.
We'll be right back. One morning while working on my computer, I heard the bat phone ring. I sensed that once again, Robin and myself would have to match wits with a fiendish criminal. I lifted the receiver and said, "Good morning, Commissioner. Good morning to you. Ha 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 ha. Well, do you need the Cape Crusader?
City, Batman. Take me where the girls are pretty, Batman. All those damsels in distress, half undressed or even less, the Batpill makes them all say yes. Batman, help us out in Vietnam, Batman. Help us drop that bat in the palm, Batman. Help us bomb those jungle towns, spreading pain and death around. Coke and candy wins them round, Batman. Help us smash the Viet Cong, Batman. Help us show them that they're wrong, Batman. Help us spread democracy, get them high on LSD. Make them just like you and me, Batman. Show me what I have to do, Batman. 'Cause I wanna be like you, Batman. Blast your bat sign over Lime Street, Batmobiles down every crime street. Happy Bat Day! That's when I'll meet Batman.
Oh, yeah. Little puppy. Here's the Rockin' Pete. Bloodhound, Larry Bright.
But I know a little puppy now who's been cheating on me. But I'm a bloodhound, bitch, and I'm on your track.
Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. Say, man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes. Oh, have mercy. Help yourself, you. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I want to holler, but the town's too small. And messy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a pump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, how messy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself.
Oh, Old Economy Village. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Old Economy Village. Founded in 1824. It's a national landmark site. And it is located in Ambridge, PA. I found out that Ambridge is like a It was American Bridge Company or something. It's some kind of phony baloney city. Who knows? But it's restored buildings. Old economy village, that's what I am talking about. Restored buildings, furnished with collections from the Harmony Society. There's some crazy folks at Harmony Society, a German communal group known for its posterity in textiles, manufacturing, railroads, winemaking, and celibacy. Hot damn tamale. Visitors may meet traditional tradesmen and perform historic chores. I got your historic chore right here, baby. Hey, they view formal gardens, paintings, tools, all that stuff. Ooh, what's this? Oh, this is Baby Workout by Menster Phelps and the Phelps Tones. Recorded live at Old Economy Village. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5 and Sunday, noon to 5. For more information, 724-266-45-KABILLION. Or go to their hot spoken website, www.oldeconomyvillage, that's what I'm talking about, baby.org. An animal friend reminds you. Adopting a homeless pet from an animal friend shelter will change your life for the better. Pets offer us companionship. They make us healthy by encouraging us to walk and play. Pets make us well by making us laugh. Oh, you pooped on the floor. I'm about to split my guts. You can meet adoptable dogs, cats, and rabbits. Why do you want a rabbit? Why does anybody want a rabbit? That's rabbits. I like rabbits, mind you. I don't think they like the petting thing as much, huh? Oh, visit thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Had to get my old economy village on. Had to get my old economy. If I don't play a PSA, no. How about a promo? Cool, we'll do that too. Where's my card? Yeah.
Radio 900.
There, we're all caught up. I gotta play some. I'm gonna play these rotten. Ah, man, I didn't play my bin cuts. Son of my gun. I gotta play bin cuts. I'm sorry. This is, what is this? This is brand new. This is Ranking Roger, the guy that was in English Beat. Doesn't sound too ranking in here. It's from this Reggae record called Easy Stars Lonely Hearts Dub Band. And it's all dub reggae versions of... I don't even hear much dub. But it's all reggae versions of the Dr. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band record or whatever. Alright, that's... Okay, we'll follow that up with some Lee Scratch Perry. There you go. Kind of a cool little song there. That was it. Hey, wow. I tell you, the man knows this. Known for his subtlety. And here's Nico Case from her new record, The Tornado Loves You. Here we go. And by the way, we are on random schedule. That's right. Where I put the dumb in the random. And support the RNC 8. They help raise funds to defray the legal cost of the RNC 8. These are the people who are accused of felonies in connection with organization of peaceful protests at the Republican National Convention at St. Paul. Come and learn why the prosecution of the RNC 8 is a threat to your civil liberties, damn it. Food, live music, and photos. Friends, meeting house. See, but you've really got to step it up now with these guys because they're sore losers. So that's May the 5th, 7 p.m., and that is at the Friends Meeting House at 4836 Ellsworth Avenue. Yes, sir, Bob, 7 to 10 p.m., and there's a sliding scale donations accepted is what it says. I'll tell you one thing. I ain't got the dough. It ain't happening here. Man, someone's on hold. All right, fine. All right, let's get back to Menster Phelps and his... this is Baby Workout by Menster Phelps and the Phelps Tones. Okay? And don't forget Zombo Gallery tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock. We're going to have the bowling pins for you guys. That's right. 100 pins, 100 artists. Art goes bowling. You get a free bowling pin that you can paint or decorate, do whatever you want to it. Bring it back to Arsenal Lane Monday night, May 25th. around 7 o'clock, 1 hour before the show. And then from 8 to 11 p.m., we're having Art Goes Bowling. And everybody's going to have all their bowling pins all over the place. They're going to be displayed all over. And you sell it, you put the money in your pocket. Oh, man. This is creepy. How about something real old? Barney Google. Yeah, that's right.
Get up, Boxer. Get up. Who's the most important man this country ever knew?
I don't know what politician you have reference to.
Well, it isn't Mr. Bryan.
Then it must be Mr. Hugh.
I've got a hunch, and to this bunch I'm going to introduce.
Who's that?
Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes.
Barney Google had a wife 3 times his size.
She sued Barney for divorce.
Now he's living with his horse.
Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google said his horse would win the prize. When the horses ran that day,
Fox Club ran the other way.
Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes.
Look out, Fox Club, look out.
Who's the greatest lover that this country ever knew?
And who's the man that Valentino takes his hat off to?
No, it isn't Douglas Fairbanks that the ladies rave about.
When he arrives, who makes the wives chase all their husbands out?
Why, it's the Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google is the guy who never buys. Women take him out to dine,
and he steals the waiter's dime.
Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes. Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes.
Barney Google is the luckiest of guys.
If he fell into the mud,
he'd come up with a diamond stud.
Barney Google with his goo-goo googly eyes.
Yeah, they just don't write them like that anymore, and for very good reason. Here's the things we heard. We heard The Bat by The Ventures. Laverne Baker gave us Batman to the Rescue. The Bat Skinner Blues. We heard that. That was a bad tune. Bat Poem. The Bat Poem. That was that groovy thing by the Liverpool Scene. And the Astronauts gave us Batman. For Gwen, Baptized in Wine. Screamin' Jay. For Rockin' Pete. Bloodhound, Larry Bright. Bacon Fat. I did that one for me. Andre Williams. We have Baby Workout by Mr. Phelps and the Phelpstone. And this is Billy Jones and Ernest Hare from Probable. Boy, these guys are so dead. It's unbelievable. They are so freaking dead. Anyway, that's Barney Google. And that's Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. And maybe we'll get a Ouija board out and contact them and get them their ASCAP rights or money or whatever. Eh? Okay, what else have we got going on here? Ooh, there's a hell joke. All right, the bartender song. John Houdet.
Just added hair in this monkey cage. I don't feel so good. I look twice my age. I've seen them come, I've seen them go. I've seen them all now. Wouldn't you know, I'm a bartender. Beer, what a life. I've listened to the darndest stories told about fame and fortune, fool's gold. I've seen lots of romances start and end. I gotta be everybody's friend. I'm a bartender.
Okay, I guess this next section, we got 15 minutes till the concert calendar. Might as well play some dumb hillbilly music for you. And then we're going to come out of the chute with some bananas. That's right, Zombo's B Show. All songs that begin with the letter B. Till 3 o'clock. Next week, join us for the C Show. I know one C thing I'm not going to play. Okay. All right. Back to the B-show. We got all kinds of banana stuff coming up. If you want to give a call, 412-621-WRCT is the telephone phone number. Don't forget. Just don't forget. Don't you forget.
I'll get your head up off the wall. Don't dance on the table. You stick around for a while. Last call. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Oh, by the dawn. Stop all the cops. I just got the news that my baby wants to rock. Well, all she wants to do is rock. Well, all she wants to do is rock. Well, all she wants to do is rock. Well, rock and roll all night long. My baby don't go for fancy clothes. High class dinners and picture shows.
judge wife cried out, let the man go free.
Nitrous oxide.
bag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke. If you're broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice fine box to variant. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and screw Madonna. With her hair bleached by peroxide, up and on some nitrous oxide. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold bear, 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 bear.
We love beer, and also I happen to love that tune, but I cannot play any more of it because it is 13 years ago. We're out of time now. So this is Zombo's Deep Archive. I have been playing a show from May the 8th, 2009, and it is a rebroadcast. My show tomorrow is going to be live on the air from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join me next Thursday for another Deep Archive, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, playing old shows, going back into time, and remaining in your brain. WRCT.
Beckoning voice, this thing's spinning. You have no choice.